Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, once again, I'd like to welcome all of you to class tonight. I know y'all can't get out the last class, but y'all work with me, okay? I understand. I went to school too, okay? I will say this, though. This is another realm. This is another level. These teachings will change the entire spectrum of ministry, what apostle is ministering to us. So, you know, you have to dig in. May I say this to you? Forget all that stuff you thought you knew. Be teachable. That's the only way you're going to get this. This is new wine, and it can't go into an old wineskin. Now, you have to make sure you're going to receive what's going on in this school. The world is being introduced to something that's going to shake it literally. All right? Now, let's get to some things. Remember, next week is exam time. Okay? Now, this is how you prepare for your exams. Make sure you study your notes, go through all of the quizzes, because everything that's covered on those quizzes will be on your exam. You will get a study guide to assist you. Amen? Now, but you're going to have to apply yourself. Now, I have total disdain for people who don't want to prepare themselves. You're not going to be able to wing the test. It's a shame if you make less than an A, because the material is given right to you. But that's okay. I'm not trying to down you, but what I'm trying to show you is it's laid out for you. Apply yourself. When you get the study guide, make sure you go through it thoroughly. All right? And this is not a school of academia. You understand, to prove how smart you are. But if you're anything like me, I didn't want to make less than an A, because I believe in the spirit of excellence. All right? Okay. Now, I told you this week, and this will, you know, be the part of your final, your exam, not final exam, material, that we would begin to look into the gifts of the Spirit. All right? So I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And real quickly, Father, we thank you for the greatest teacher in the world. That is God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said when he's come, he would bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever things the head of the church, Jesus, have said to us. So, Holy Spirit, we recognize our inadequacies, our weaknesses, but you know all things, yea, the deep things of God. So we just open up our hearts, our spirits, our minds, so that we can receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we're about to start going into the gifts of the Spirit, but I want you to read 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 7. First Corinthians 12:7. Now, y'all know how I do it. I like, you know, if you've been around me, I'm just a Kojic boy. All right. I believe in read, then teach. Okay. 1 Corinthians 12:7, read.
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
Notice what it said. But the manifestation. The manifestation of who?
The Spirit.
All right. So this is not the manifestation of you. Nor me. This is the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Manifestation means that which is revealed. But the manifestation of the Spirit is what?
Given to every man.
Is given to how many?
Every
how many?
Every
All right, so listen what I'm telling you. You may have never heard this before, but one of the reasons why we don't see much movement in the spirit realm is because we don't desire these gifts. But these gifts are locked up on the inside of you, and now we're taking these apostolic keys, are unlocking them. Yeah. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what?
To profit with
to,
all.
Notice what it said, to profit with all. Mm-hmm. Well, who is the profit with all? The reason for these gifts, all of these gifts, are designed to edify and to build the church. That's the purpose of these gifts. These gifts are about strengthening, edifying, building, advancing, causing, watch this, movement in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
You hear Apostle Thompson make this statement all the time. You cannot build in the spirit world except you are escorted by the one who knows the spirit world. That's the Holy Spirit. See, so that's why I emphasized early in the class that you must begin to pray in tongues. Why is that? Jude, you turn to Jude 20. I would read 19, but I'm trying to see because I'm trying to show you something. Jude 20. This is why praying in the spirit is so important to you, because you're not going to be able to handle spiritual things in the flesh. Because the Bible says the natural man receiveth not what? The things of the Spirit of God. Why? Because they are foolishness. Yeah. They are spiritual. Okay. Now. Okay, preacher. As a preaching, you know, they do that too, you know. Because, all right. I'll get the reference. Because they are what? Now go find the scriptures. I'm going to help them all out. Watch this. Okay. All right. Now, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, because they are what? Foolishness unto him. And it also talks about this, you know, your natural man is spiritual. You got to have the spirit. Your spirit has to be able to discern these things. But your spirit cannot discern these things without the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay. You found it first. That's 1 Corinthians 2 what? 1 Corinthians 2. Yeah, I just want the part where it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Yeah, that's the one. 1 Corinthians 2:14. What it says?
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
Receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
For they are foolishness unto him.
Uh-huh. What did it say?
Because
I'm just messing with you. For they are, see, you had me all twisted up. I'm like, okay, hold up here, Lord. For they are what? Now listen to me. Your natural flesh, your natural mind don't even want to dig into this. Any of y'all have insomnia? Huh? Read the Bible.
Yeah.
You will go to sleep.
Yeah.
Pray in the spirit. Start talking in tongues. Watch how fast you zone out. Because your flesh say, go to sleep. I don't want nothing to do with this realm here. Flesh want to be on its own.
Yeah, that's right.
See? But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness unto him.
Neither can he know them. Because they are spiritually discerned.
This school was designed to usher us into the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
One apostle's statement is God told him to start this school so that those of us who are in this, we could witness when the Spirit of God would come upon him and start teaching us. Every instructor in here carries an apostolic mantle. Why? Because of connection. Because of what?
Connection.
So that means to you tonight, I'm not functioning from me. I'm functioning from the one who I'm connected to, because my heart is to lead you to him and to lead you to the God who sent him. Are you with me? All right. Now, Jude 20, go over there, because the reason I wanted to get that in was because that's why building up your inner man becomes so important. See, people want to move in the gifts, but they won't go in the flesh. I got somebody I got to correct right now. We got these parking lot prophets, you know, sending members stuff on Facebook. See, I don't allow all that means. You know, you want to prophesy? Huh? You all prophecy need to be judged. So you need to say that in front of somebody got some discernment. You might be trying to pull a mojo on the girl. You don't have to prophesy till the day. Just ask. Just trying to help y'all while I'm here. Hope none of y'all let nobody do y'all that. Jude 20, what did it say?
But you, beloved, building up yourself.
Notice what it said. Building up what?
Yourself.
Building up yourself. Who is yourself? Yourself is your spirit man.
Yes.
Building up your inner man. Building up yourselves what?
On your most holy faith.
Now, what happens every time you hear faith? You're connected to
grace.
And grace is talking about a person.
Yes.
That's right. Grace is talking about a person. For the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by. It's talking about a person.
Amen.
Building up yourselves on your most holy faith.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. The only way for you to strengthen your inner man is by praying in the Holy Ghost and feeding constantly on the food of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Because the Holy Spirit not taking you, he gonna reveal to you what's in this book.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Amen.
All right, so now we understand. Now, I didn't say this earlier, so I'm going back. I'm having to say some things to prepare us for these definitions and things I'm about to go into. The elementary, remember I said in order for you to start moving in all of the other gifts of the Spirit, you have to start off with what? Prophecy. Prophecy. Right? Right?
Yes.
Prophecy. One of the first things happen, you will notice, when people are filled with the Holy Ghost, it doesn't just say they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Also say they prophesy. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. All right. You see, y'all remember Elizabeth, who was carrying John the Baptist, right? The forerunner to Jesus Christ. Y'all remember when Mary, the mother of Jesus, gave to Elizabeth the salutation saying she was carrying the Christ child. And the Bible says that when John, who was in his mother's womb, heard the salutation from Mary, the mother of the Christ, that the baby leaped in her womb, huh? And she began to speak in tongues. She was filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues, and then started prophesying. That's why speaking in tongues becomes the foundation for all of the other gifts to flow. Because you got to be filled with the Spirit. So that's why we emphasize the hallmark of Apostle Thompson's life is praying in the Spirit. Don't take it for granted. Okay? Now, so we said in 1 Corinthians 12, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? Profit withal. Okay? Now, I talked to you about how we in the body of Christ has divided the gifts. You have the speaking gifts, right? Speaking gifts. Gifts that do what? Say something. What are they? Prophecy. Divers kinds of tongues. And interpretation of tongues. That's your speaking gifts. You know it's going to be on the test, right? Then you have your revelational gifts. The word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. And discerning of spirits. Right. Then you have your power gifts. All right. Revelational gifts are gifts that do what? Reveal something. Power gifts are gifts that what? Do something. I told you the hallmark of Jesus' ministry was he was a man anointed by God, the Holy Spirit. So he did nothing apart from the Spirit. When Jesus said, "It is my Father in me doing the work," he was talking about the Father being present in him in the person of the Holy Spirit. Do y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that Jesus was a man just like you and I?
Yes, sir.
We know he was God in the flesh, but he did not operate as God in the flesh. He operated as a man anointed by God. If he was operating as God, he would never have needed to be anointed. So he was operating as a man.
Yes, sir.
Anointed by God. So the Holy Spirit is the one who took him into the wilderness to train him.
Yes, sir.
To hear God's voice. Because if you can hear God's voice, the battle is over.
Yeah, that's good.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
That's why you want to pray in the Spirit, to familiarize yourself with the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit.
Yes.
Y'all ever heard the Shilites? I wrote a letter to myself. Y'all remember that? Huh? Let me teach you something. Let me talk to you. If you read a book by Apostle Thompson right now, I promise you, when you're reading a book, you hear his voice. I promise you. That's your wife right there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. She said, yes, sir. I sure ain't coming to apostle class for this, but watch this. If you wrote a letter to her, you went to another state, you want to tell your wife hello, and you wrote to her, as she's reading that letter, guess whose voice she hear? Your voice. That's why God wants you to get trained with the Spirit, so you can hear his voice and quit talking about it. Is it the devil or is it you? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why? Because that now starts preparing you. Ephesians 3, talking about building up yourselves. It talks about being strengthened,
yes, sir,
with might, yes, by his Spirit in your inner man. See, I'm preparing you for the gifts of the Spirit. See, everybody won't jump out and go, but they don't want no preparation.
Right.
That's why we have so much dysfunction in the body. We got prophets, or people who call themselves prophets because they prophesy. And most of it is a prophet lie because God never told him to tell you that. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. It is a dangerous thing for me to walk around telling you God told me to tell you something that he didn't tell me. I'm lying on God. Some people lie on God with a clear conscience. Okay, let's go to these gifts of the Spirit. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, you will notice that they are not grouped as I gave them to you. Speaking gifts, revelational gifts, power gifts. All right. The first set of gifts, according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, and we said that the gifts are given what? The manifestation of Spirit is given to every man to profit what? Withal. Okay, so the first is the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and special faith. I don't believe that the Holy Spirit wrote this in the Bible this way for us to just skim over it. Are you listening? I believe the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is, you know how apostles say when you see faith, hear grace? When you see grace, hear faith? Well, every time you talk about the Holy Spirit, you got to think about the Father and the Son. Every time you think about the Father, you have to think about the Son and the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Every time you think about the Son, you have to think about the Father and the Spirit. Are you listening to me? Why am I saying that? Because when you read the Bible, as you go through the whole Bible, they all created. Mm-hmm. One place to say God said, the next thing you know, Jesus said it. Next thing you know, the Holy Spirit said. These three are one. They're in agreement. Now watch this. It says the word of wisdom. This is the definition of the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and the will of God. I'll say it again. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God. This cannot come from a man's intellect. You listening to me?
Yes,
this comes from the Spirit of wisdom, the Holy Spirit. It's a supernatural revealing,
yes, sir,
of God's divine purpose, which is in his mind and his will. Now, when you see these gifts in operation, all right, through the word of wisdom, it says God reveals his purpose and his plans for the future through the word of wisdom. Yeah, God can tell you some stuff going to happen in your life because in God's mind, the future is now.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say, huh? Yeah, in God's mind, the future is now. You want to know why? Because when God assigned you to do something, it's already done.
Amen.
You just walking it out.
Yes,
so even when God says something you're going to be doing in the future, it's now, because the minute he said it, it's it. Okay, you're going to see it in a minute. Now, in order to see this clearly in the Bible, turn to Acts chapter number 9, and we're going to read verses 10 through 16. But before I go through all of that, let me give you the definition of the word of knowledge. Y'all got the word of wisdom, right? You need one more time. Okay, you got to get the tape. No, I'm just kidding. Do like Apostle do us, yeah. All right, one more time. So say, be nice, Pastor. One more time, one more time. Okay, here we go. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and the will of God. God reveals his purpose and plan for the future through the word of wisdom. Y'all got that? All right. Now we're going to go to the word of knowledge. And there's a reason why I'm doing this. The word of knowledge is the supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of certain facts in the mind of God. Through the word of knowledge, the discouragement can be, or the discouraged can be comforted. The saints gladdened, lost property recovered, the enemy defeated, and the Lord Jesus Christ glorified. The word of knowledge is the supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of certain facts in the mind of God. Through the word of knowledge, the discouraged can be comforted, the saints gladdened, lost property recovered, the enemy defeated, and the Lord Jesus Christ glorified. All right? And then the final one is special faith. This is how it is listed in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 when it starts talking about the manifestation of the Spirit. It says, for to one is given the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. It's right there in 1 Corinthians 12. You read it. Then it comes back and say, read it. 1 Corinthians 12, what verse it starts out? For to one is given. Verse 3? 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. What does it say?
For to one is given
by the Spirit.
The word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom.
To another, the word of knowledge.
Notice it keep on emphasizing. By the same Spirit. Read.
To another faith by the same
Spirit. All right. To another faith by the same Spirit. Okay, stop. That's why I wanted to group them just like they did in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There's a reason for that. Because when you read above that, it talks about gifts, administrations, and operations. Gifts. And then it talks about they come from the Spirit. Administrations, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Operations, that's the Father. I submit unto you, you study it out. As you go through and list those gifts, the first one, this word of wisdom, has to do with the one Spirit that reveals. The word of knowledge is the administrator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Special faith is the inner operation. That's God. I believe it takes special faith to operate in the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Amen. Because when God tell you something, baby, you got to have something to speak it out. Right. Oh, now see, y'all act all spiritual. God start talking to you about certain stuff. You have no clue. You know you got to tell this person this. Right. You can't do that in your natural self. Right. It takes the inner operation. Right. See, everything is about God. And that's what we're going to discover. Okay, let's go through. Let's look at the first one, the word of wisdom. The reason I went through all three of those is because what you're going to discover is as you're reading these, you're going to say, but the word of wisdom sound like the word of knowledge. Because you will see traits of them in this passage that I'm reading. Okay, now, I told you turn to, this is the first one, Acts chapter 9, verse 10 through 12, read.
And there was a certain disciple at Damascus
named Ananias.
And to him said the Lord in a vision.
Ananias.
And he said,
and Ananias said,
behold, I am here, Lord.
Behold, I'm here, Lord.
And the Lord said unto him,
the Lord said unto Ananias,
arise,
arise,
and go into the street,
go into the street,
which is called straight,
and inquire
in the house of Judas,
in the house of Judas,
for one called Saul
of Tarsus.
For behold,
he prayeth.
And had seen in a vision.
And he had seen in a vision.
A man named Ananias.
A man named Ananias.
Coming in.
Coming in.
And putting his hand on
him. Putting his hand on him.
That he might receive his sight.
That he might receive his sight. Now, can you see that? This man had no way of knowing this. Except God told him. See, God is about to launch Saul into his destiny. Remember, the word of wisdom talks about what? The mind and the will of God concerning the future for you. So it's possible for God to have somebody to stand you up and tell you your whole ministry. Hello. And you have no clue what they're talking about. You won't know how I know that? Because you're looking at a man who was stood up in a meeting and was told things, even told me about being joined to men. I had no clue who he was talking about. He said you would be joined to a major ministry. You would be joined to men. You would leave your service on a Thursday, come back on a Saturday to be in your church on a Sunday. I'm trying to tell you, this was in 95. I just started ministry in 93. I say, who you talking about? Couldn't be talking about me. I'm just trying to show you. In the same way, this Ananias, everybody knew who Saul was now. Because Saul was persecuting the church. Saul said, I'm going to put your tail in jail. Jesus, I know Moses. Jesus, I don't know who the hell that is. I'm a Jesus here. Now. Here, God comes to Ananias in a vision and say, now, look, my servant, I got a Saul of Tarsus. I'm about to convert him to me. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I converted him, but I need you to go talk to him. You know, he was afraid, right? Because
yes,
he heard that this man here was binding people up, putting them in jail. Watch what God says. God says, go do what I told you, because he is a chosen vessel of mine. Watch this. I want you to go to him because I need you to recover his sight. That's why I told you the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge is that, see, these gifts sometimes I call they work in bundles. You know what I'm saying? Because this is certain facts. The word of knowledge has to do with certain facts. These were facts that he was on Straight Street. He was in a certain person's house praying. Are you listening? And he didn't have no sight. Then he said, now, Ananias, you go to him, pray for him. He going to receive his sight. Now, I submit unto you, everything you're reading is not all there, because you pick this up in another chapter when Paul is telling the story, and it say that he might receive his sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. So don't act like you get it all in one time. But the word of wisdom came to say, I'm about to reveal his future to him. He going to suffer. He was around here causing the church to suffer. God has a real good sense of humor. You going to persecute and cause my church to suffer? You only carrying out what you going to be doing. Because you are going to be persecuted beyond measure. And there's a whole lot you got to suffer for my name's sake. God said you would bear my name before kings. Yeah, you would become the apostle to the Gentiles. And you're going to be able to talk to my children Israel. Now, I submit unto you, when the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and special faith and these gifts are working together as one, listen to what I'm about to tell you. God, when God says something, that's why I say, be careful when you say God says something. When God says something, mark it down, children. It's coming to pass. That's why we got to get rid of these fake prophets. Don't take God 30 years to do nothing. If God said something, let me tell you something else about prophecy. You only wage a good warfare with prophecy. You wage a good warfare. In other words, God will speak to you and the enemy will come to contest what God had said. You can't bring prophecy to pass. You can't manifest the word of wisdom. You can't make the word of knowledge work. That's all manifestations of the Spirit. If it came from the Spirit, it's coming to pass. Did you hear what I said? I have watched Apostle Thompson as an apostle and prophet move in these gifts. When he tell you, thus said the Lord, said something, stick with it. I don't care if the enemy tell you, you on your deathbed, you about to take your last breath. This is what you say. The apostle said. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Because God speaks through the mouths of his holy apostles and prophets. God got to back up what he tell his men. So you have a right to say, the apostle said. Yeah. This came to pass. Ananias was no more than a little disciple. And God used him. Why did I say that? Because you could be used in any of these gifts. Any of them. But some of them, because of when you stand in the office of an apostle, these gifts become resident. Yeah. Y'all know what that means? They're in you for functioning, to set you apart as an ambassador. When you're an ambassador, baby, you got to be loaded. You got to have something packing. You got to be able to tell them something that they don't know where you're coming from. When Jesus commanded the apostles to go out into these cities, he said, don't even think about what you're going to say. You don't have to be mixing nothing up in the very self same hour. I'm going to give you something to tell them that might make their coffee, might make them drop their coffee pot. I'm just trying to tell you, that's the way these gifts work. They are demonstrations of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? So you see, y'all saw that in the life of Saul. The word of wisdom came concerning his future. Now, let's see. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Lord. How much time I got? 6 minutes. Yeah. Help. Say, help the pastor, Lord. Acts chapter 10. We don't have time to read verses 9 through 20. You read it for your spiritual enrichment and edification. All right. I'm going to give you. No, I want you to see this clearly. Talking about the word of wisdom here. Oh, actually, yeah. Yeah, see, they use that as a double one. I want to show you one that's shorter. This is the final one we'll be able to get to tonight. Acts 11, 28 through 30. Acts chapter number 11. This is the word of wisdom and manifestation. I want you to see this. And there stood up one of them named Agabus. And what?
Signified
by the Spirit
that there should be
a great dearth throughout all the world,
which came to pass
in the days of Claudius Caesar.
Then the disciples,
every man according to his ability,
determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea.
Yes.
Which also they did. And sent it unto the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
Y'all see that? God knows what the future holds. Y'all got it? Can I tell y'all something? God is never surprised by nothing that happened. Why you act surprised? God knew that there would be a famine coming in the whole world. He sent Joseph ahead of time, planted Joseph as a seed, and say, by the time that famine hit, my people are going to be taken care of, because I'm going to go sow a seed so the harvest from that seed would be enough to take care of Joseph and all his posterity. Here's another reference, Acts 21, 10 and 11. And I'll close with that one. But this was when Agabus, again, took Paul's girdle and said, the man who this belonged to, you go, when you go to Jerusalem, they're going to bind you up and put you in jail. You heard that? How did he know that? God had already told him about the great things he would suffer for his name's sake. Paul was thrown in prison. And now, you know, some of us would have been scared. Well, I ain't going to Jerusalem. I'll tell you what Paul said, though. And this is what I love about reading this and studying the life of Apostle Paul. You would think that, and I thought to myself, well, Lord, if you told him that, shouldn't he have not went? I mean, think about it. Here's a warning. They're going to bind you up, tie you up, throw you in jail. I like freedom. You? Okay. But didn't Jesus say, I'm going to show you what great things you must suffer for my name's sake? And with everybody saying, Paul, don't go, he said, listen to me. I'm not only ready to be bound, I'm ready to die also. Because to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Either way, I win. Do good on your test.